Hi, wonderful, amazing, gorgeous people. Welcome to or welcome back to the Patience to Prosperity podcast. We've unlocked a new location, sort of, kind of, but not really. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm currently sitting on a little stool in my room, and I look like a little bean sitting on the floor wearing my bright yellow pants. I feel like these are my podcast pants. My pee pee pants, and they're like piss yellow. Oh my god, I'm gonna start calling them pee pee pants. Anyways, welcome to the pee pee podcast. So honestly, lately I've been the most inconsistent I've ever been with this podcast, and for a lot of reasons. I talked a lot about burnout in the last episode, and you can go check that out. But today I wanted to talk more about sort of the behind the scenes of being a creator. And before you click off of this, we're all creators. You don't have to actually be putting your art out into the world for people to see it in order to be a creator. Which kind of gets me on the first point of, you know, the whole reason why humans are on this earth is to create. And I honestly feel like the biggest reason why we get so caught up in our minds sometimes, rather than just living life through our soul's purpose, is because we are consuming more than we're creating. And we're putting labels on ourselves that we would never be able to do that, that we're not good enough, that we don't have what it takes, whatever it might be. And obviously that is going to make you feel some type of way. And over time, when that keeps coming up, you are eventually just conditioning your brain to think that that is the truth. And you start to identify with it. You identify as a person who's not capable. You identify as a person who will just never have what it takes. And it can be really, really limiting. So today we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it all. We're going to talk about anxiety. We're going to talk about allowing yourself to touch your dreams, allowing yourself to dream big, getting past the fear of being perceived. We'll touch on that a little bit. There's going to be a lot of information in this episode that I think is vital for someone who's listening right now, especially for those that are out there that are in this weird in-between period that I'm sort of experiencing right now, where it's not that you necessarily don't believe that what you ultimately desire is going to happen, but you're in this kind of really weird state right now where you just can't really grasp it, and it just feels so far away right now based on where you are, and you feel like you should be doing something, but you don't know what you should be doing, and everything just kind of feels not uncertain, but almost like you feel like you're the only thing standing in your way, and you're kind of aware of that, but you don't know necessarily what it is you have to break through. That was a whole brain dump and completely just me projecting onto you guys if you didn't notice, but I feel like a lot of people out there are going to be able to resonate, so listen up because we got a hefty episode right here. So I just touched on the fact that humans are meant to create, right? Like, we were put on this earth to create. That's what we do. It's in our human instincts to create things. When you think about it, everything that exists on earth that isn't nature, that wasn't already there before us, was created by us. But where we have gone wrong is when we start to look at the things that we're creating as things that we have to constantly be improving on. And this is not me saying that we shouldn't want to improve, because you should. But the thing is, when you are so stuck in the headspace of constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to make yourself better, constantly trying to get to the next level, even though you don't even know what that looks like yet, you're not clear with your intentions, you lost your why, the reason why you even started, and you just keep trying to level up without assessing where you currently are, that's when you get so lost in the process. That's when you start to doubt yourself. That's when you start to forget the whole reason why you're doing this, because your intentions start to become more about who is receiving it on the other end. Going back to what I was saying about humans just having this creative instinct, think of it in the way that birds fly. That is something that they do. right? Birds are not the pitch that they emit. They're birds and they have a perfect pitch. You are a human, and the hobbies and the interests and the passions that you have are not who you are. They are what you do. We have turned basic human activities like singing, like dancing, like even talking on a microphone. That's what podcasting is. We have turned those little activities into things to constantly be improving on and leveling up on. So why I related that to birds is because for them, it's a very instinctual thing for them to do things, right? Like when you're driving down the road and there's a bird in the middle of the road, it's not their intuition telling them to move the fuck out of the way. It is their bird-like instincts telling them there's this really scary thing moving towards me that's making noise. I should probably fly away, you know? So it's a little bit different for us humans. It's that intuition that comes through when we're creating things. And I think that we often get intuition and anxiety confused. And that's when we start to really spiral because we start to believe our anxiety. And our anxiety is not trying to do anything except breed action. Like your anxiety is literally telling you to just do something. Just get up and do something. You know, and sometimes it can be very demeaning because you could already be doing something and it's trying to make you be somewhere else. And that's where it pulls you out of the present moment. And your intuition can't come through when you're constantly pulling yourself out of the present moment. But I find that with things like procrastinating, right? Like procrastinating is something that makes me extremely anxious because even when I'm not doing the thing that I know that I need to do, it is always on my mind and it's making me really anxious until I get it done. So I've noticed that with me, the best way to shake the anxiety loops that come through is to literally just do the thing that I know I need to do and then rest after and then, you know, reward myself after or during, whatever it might be. There's no rules, but I think that we get so caught up thinking that our anxiety is the truth. And the truth is, your anxiety is usually lying to you. And I think the best way that we can really invite intentionality into our life is to come clear with our why behind things. Why we started this project. Why it's so important for us to keep going. Just keep asking yourself why to get to the root of it. Because I think that we often think that the thing that we want is the actual material aspect of it, right? We think that what we want is to buy a house one day, right? But what we actually want is the essence of the thing. We want to buy a house because we want safety. We want protection. We want something that proves a sense of success. You know, buying your own house is like a huge milestone. So maybe it's that we just want that gold star. There's always something deeper behind it. And we get so lost in the material thing when we're working up to something that we're dreaming, something that we're desiring. We are so focused on just the big picture that we're not realizing what it actually is that we want. And the thing is, it's completely okay to want the essence of something. Like, I know when I said that, it kind of has a negative connotation, like you're desiring something that you ultimately shouldn't be, and it's more of like a materialistic thing. But I don't necessarily think that that's true. I think that where it's harmful is when we don't come clear with what we actually want. Because then we're manifesting this huge thing in our life without taking into consideration the actual desires behind it. And then when this thing comes into your life, you're automatically setting yourself up to be unfulfilled by it. Because you think that it's going to come in and it's going to fix everything. It's going to make you happy. It's going to make you stable. It's going to make all these things. going back to the house example, you know, you want to buy your own house. And once you finally have that, yeah, maybe you have the safety, the security, and that badge of honor, that gold star. But now you have home improvement projects. Now you have to go replace the roof and it's costing you thousands of dollars. Now you have to go contact a real estate agent and everything costs money and it's all overwhelming. And like, even if you have money to buy that home, you still have to work on that home to make it something that you find fulfilling, you know? Through getting to the deeper root behind this little problem that I'm facing right now, I realized that the part of me that was standing in my way was the part of my mind that wasn't allowing me to actually desire my dreams, to actually dream really fucking big and allow myself to do so. Not let myself call it unrealistic or, you know, sort of degrade my own dreams. Because the truth is, people are going to do that to you anyways. So why would you ever satisfy them by doing that yourself? You're just proving them right. You have to touch your dreams and hold on to them really tight as something that you cherish because you are passionate about it. And I know that sounds really corny. When you talk about your dreams, it's going to sound corny sometimes. It is. And it's going to sound really out there, and it should. And it's especially going to sound cringy and out there to people who don't dream as big as you, who aren't as ambitious as you. And guess what? Those people are never going to even have the opportunity to reach their dreams because they're not even allowing themselves to see that as an option. That's not an option for them. They become completely comfortable with the life that they're having now, and they see things like becoming a millionaire as something that they could never, ever do, no matter how much they want it. Like, things are going to happen regardless of how you feel about them. If you are putting the energy behind something, that it's something that you're really passionate about, you have your intentions straight, and you're allowing this thing to flow through you, it's going to happen regardless of if you're scared, regardless of if you think you're ready or not. And we'll get into that in a second. But I just want to remind you guys that no one has ever gotten anywhere huge by doubting themselves the entire way through and not believing that they can accomplish what they desire. You know what I mean? When have you ever listened to an interview with a big time celebrity talking and they said that the entire time that they were trying to become super big and blow up and get recognized, that they didn't actually believe that life was meant for them, you know? Like, it's not to say that people don't doubt themselves here and there in the creative process. Like, of course they do. Of course they do. But doubting yourself every now and then is different than your beliefs being rooted in self-doubt, in the ultimate belief system that you don't have what it takes, and that your dreams are way too big, and that you have to sort of scale back a little bit. No one ever got anywhere big by aiming the bar lower. And I know a lot of what I'm saying right now might seem contradictory to what you usually hear because, you know, especially in like the fitness world, I feel like you hear about goal setting all the time. And, you know, people will try to say that you have to have really small attainable goals. And I think that's very true. I think you should have little small attainable goals that, you know, you're working up to. But I view those goals as the stepping stones to the overall thing that you are desiring, right? Like, say you're someone who wants to be famous one day, and that is the ultimate goal that you're desiring. The stepping stones along the way are little tiny goals. Like, say you want to be famous and well-known for singing. A stepping stone along the way would be, like, getting your music out there. A next stepping stone would be something like, you know, performing live and having an audience, and there's all these little stepping stones. But if you get so hung up on a stepping stone as your overall goal, you are never going to reach the bigger picture. You're never going to find the ultimate biggest fulfillment. You'll never reach your fullest potential. And this leads me to my next point of, during this process, trusting the process is more important than believing that you have what it takes. And I know that I just said not too long ago that you have to believe in yourself. That still stands true. I'm not saying that is completely irrelevant, but to actually trust in the process is what unlocks the key and opens the door to whatever you are desiring on the other side. Let me explain this. Trust breeds patience, right? They go hand in hand. When you are trusting something, you're also being patient with it, because if you trust, you trust that it's happening when and how it's supposed to. So you're not rushing the process there. You're being patient with it. Now you guys can kind of see where I got my podcast name from. You have to be patient in order to reach prosperity. And I think that's something that we get so caught up in when we are starting to create something that, you know, we start to believe in a little bit, but then it gets hard and, you know, we're not reaching the audience that we thought we were going to reach months ago or years ago even. And we start to get so fed up with ourselves and doubt ourselves. And I think that we often forget that things don't necessarily happen overnight. And for a lot of reasons, I believe that, you know, there's lessons that you have to learn along the way, and you're not going to get what you ultimately desire until you learn those lessons, because those lessons are preparation. That is how you prepare yourself to ultimately be able to accept the biggest thing that you desire to come through. Because, you know, maybe the thing that you desire is to become famous. But if that happened overnight, are you actually going to be ready for that? Like, would you actually be ready for people to be outside of your house at night? For people to be blowing up your phone constantly? And for you to feel like you don't have privacy anymore? And all that stuff, like, people don't just become that famous overnight. It might feel like it's overnight in the grand scheme of things, but it doesn't happen instantaneously. And from the outside perspective, from the outside looking in, it might seem that way. And I think that's why we get so impatient with ourselves, because it's not necessarily that we don't believe that we have what it takes, but we get so caught up in the timing of things that it starts to make us doubt ourselves. It's not necessarily that it started off in this self-doubt. It's just what we're defaulting to now because it's taking longer than we thought. And something that I do want to mention, because I think about it often, is the fact that when you are first starting out in the creative process, in creating whatever project you're working on, and you don't yet have an audience, that is actually the biggest blessing in disguise. Because here's the thing, no one is actually good when they first start out. Yeah, you can be decent and you can sort of have a natural instinct for this thing than the typical person walking on the street would, but you have not really perfected that skill yet, right? And I use the term perfect like very lightly, because obviously we know nothing's really perfect. But you do eventually get to a point where you're better than you used to be, you know? So why I say that it's a blessing in disguise when you don't yet have an audience in the beginning is because you're not at your full potential yet. You're not even close to your full potential. You're just starting out. So there is so much room for error, for mistake, for countless amounts of things to go wrong, and for the pressure to get to you so early on. But by the time that you worked at it so hard, to the point where you have months and maybe even years under your belt of constantly perfecting this craft, and now you have an audience, Think about how much better you're going to be when you have that audience. Think about how much more comfortable you're going to be talking to large groups of people and being vulnerable and doing things with confidence. You know, like, action breeds confidence. And that doesn't mean that you're confident while you're doing it the first time. I will sit here and tell you right now, when I first started podcasting, when I first picked up this mic, I was not as confident as I am now. I opened this episode up talking about pee-pee pants. That's something that I would have never done even a few months ago. And I think that when I talk about confidence here, I'm also hitting on authenticity and vulnerability a lot. And the thing is that when you are being vulnerable, that is you also being your most authentic self. And authenticity is what brings in that audience that you desire. You being your most authentic self is what people are going to cling to, because you are you and no one is you, and that is your superpower. So people look at you and they are inspired by you. They are pulled in your direction of your energy because it is so uniquely you. And with that, a light bulb that went off for me lately, while I was listening to a J. Cole song, he says something along the lines of creating to release, not to enlighten. And that blew my fucking mind, because initially my why with this podcast had a lot to do with the audience. It had a lot to do with, you know, I want to touch the souls of other people. I want to create a community. I want to, you know, be a support system for others, be an open ear for others. And ultimately, I want to try to enlighten other people and help them in their healing journeys. That was a big thing for me in the beginning. But what I realized once I started creating was how much insight I actually got myself from just releasing my own emotions, feelings, and thoughts on the topics that I was talking about. You know, I would sit on the mic and I would yap about whatever came up while I was talking about this specific topic. And by the time I closed out the episode, I came to a new level of consciousness that I wouldn't have had if I didn't sit on the mic that day. And I was consciously aware that that was happening, but I wasn't letting that be the purpose behind why I kept sitting on that mic. And now that I am working up to my intention becoming more so about just releasing what I have on my brain, it is allowing me to let go of any expectations that I have on myself before I sit down. Because I'm not telling myself that I have to say something a certain way in order for someone to get it. I'm not telling myself that I need to bring up a certain thing in this episode, and if I leave it out, then I have to scratch the entire episode because, you know, that was a really important point that I wanted to make. And now I feel like, you know, that whole episode went to shit. Like, when I'm just sitting down to release what's coming up on my brain in the current moment, that's when my best work actually comes out. That's when I actually am so present in the moment that the highest stream of consciousness that I can possibly emit flows through me seamlessly without me having to think through it. Like when you watch an artist paint and you can just tell that they're not overthinking it because they just keep moving their paintbrush and they just keep reaching new levels. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Bob Ross paint before, but he'll put random streaks down on his painting, and you think for a second that he completely ruined it, and then he turns it into something completely different, and it's like the most mesmerizing thing ever. And the reason why he was able to do what he did is because he allowed the creativity to flow through him. He wasn't trying to copy a picture that he found on Pinterest exactly to a T and then getting mad at himself when his didn't look like that. You know, he was creating, and he's the one who says there's no mistakes in painting because you can always add to it and you can always learn from it, make up from it, and make it into something else that's even more beautiful that you never even realized was possible to begin with. And I think that's true to be said with our dreams as well, because, you know, you could be dreaming one thing right now, and maybe it is super big. Maybe it does feel really big to you right now, and that's beautiful. But most of the time, you hear people reach their dreams, and once they get there, they are always so shocked that it actually turned out even bigger than they could have imagined. And the reason why is because they let it flow through them, and they let it happen, and they trusted the fucking process. So stop being so concerned with the audience and how people are going to interpret what you have created. Because the truth is, people are going to interpret things differently. I was thinking about this as I was driving to class today and listening to Mac Miller. And in my head, I was thinking about all the intentionality that I was finding behind his lyrics, behind the little subtle changes in tone that I noticed in the songs. And in my head, for a second, I thought, I wonder if that was intentional. Or if this is me finding meaning from it and tying it to whatever meaning I'm making from it, you know? And I know that you guys can relate to this because we all do it. It's a very human thing to find meaning behind things, find purpose behind things. But we often think that the creator of that thing did it with the intention that we have sort of unlocked in their head, in their mind. But sometimes they are just creating, and the things that they say in a song or, you know, that slight beat change wasn't necessarily for the same intentions that we made meaning of. It could just be because it sounded better. It could just be because, you know, the lyrics rhymed. But since they were doing it from a place of trusting the process and being authentic, they are able to align with people, with their audience on a deeper level. And that alignment comes from people like you and me that will listen to those songs and they get the deeper meaning from it. And all of a sudden, that's one of your favorite songs because of the meaning that you find behind it, that you are telling yourself that the artist did on purpose without really knowing if they did it on purpose or not. And that really just goes to show how working on yourself is the greatest thing that you could ever do for other people. Point blank, period. If you ever want to influence other people, be a support system to other people, change someone's life, the best thing you could ever do is work on yourself. Because when you show up better for yourself, you show up better for other people. And if you're not showing up for yourself, you are never going to be able to show up for other people, at least not in the best way that you're capable of. So when we talk about trusting the process and how I mentioned your belief is not as important as your trust in what you're doing and the timing of things and, you know, that you're going to learn the lessons that you're meant to learn when and how you're supposed to learn them. Why I say that belief is not as important is because I think it leaves more room for us to put expectations behind things. And when we are putting expectations behind things, whether it be expecting things to happen by a certain point in time, you know, we tell ourselves, oh, we'll have a huge audience in the next year. When we set those expectations behind those beliefs, we're not allowing the universe, whatever source you believe in, to surprise you. You're not leaving any room to be surprised in your life. And that is you, without even realizing it, that is you lowering the bar and aiming lower because you're subconsciously telling yourself and telling the universe around you that you always know what's best for you. And the truth is, we don't always know what's best for us. Think about how many times a situation happened differently than you expected it to happen in your life, and it brought you more than you could ever imagine. It brought you peace, it brought you a friendship, it brought you the love of your life. Like, it could have brought you the best things you've ever had in your life have probably been brought to you by surprise, completely out of the blue, unlike you expected it to happen, you know? Like, people always say, love finds you when you least expect it, and I feel like that applies here. But what we also don't realize, I feel like for us people who have never really been in love, it's really hard for us to believe that, right? Because a lot of our beliefs are also based on past experiences that we've had. But we forget to realize all of the amazing friendships that we might have in our life and how those were brought to us completely out of the unknown. Like, I, for example, two of my best friends that I currently have in my life were brought to me through yoga. I didn't become an instructor to find friends. I started teaching yoga because it was so fulfilling to me. And that just goes to show that I let the universe surprise me. I let the universe surprise me, and the most amazing, beautiful friendships fostered out of that. So we're reaching the end of this episode, but I want to leave you guys just with some words of affirmation here, not necessarily in the same context of what you usually see them in, but I just want to ease your mind a little bit because I know that that was a lot of context. So number one, I really, really encourage you all to dive deeper into patience right now. If you're feeling like you're constantly in fight or flight, you're obviously not being patient with yourself or with the timing of your life right now. And that's okay. Like, we all are like that. We all get into those phases. And it's okay that things are taking a little longer than you thought that they would. That is okay. That just means that there is another lesson that's going to come up that's going to teach you something that you didn't even realize you needed to know before getting to the next level. Like, something that I think about when I let myself meditate on patience is the idea that in nature, the seasons on our calendars have a specific day that they start and that they end. But that doesn't mean that just because on our calendar it says that spring begins, I don't even know when the first day of spring is, I don't know, March 21st. Just because it says that on the calendar doesn't mean that everything is just going to start blooming on the 21st of March. You know what I mean? Like, nature takes its time and still everything still gets done. And the seasons still change and the leaves still fall and the trees go bare. And then they're lush again in the spring, and the summer gets hot as fuck, and the bees start coming. Everything still fucking happens, no matter what the calendar is saying. So why are you being so hard on yourself? Because if you believe anything in this world, I don't care if you don't believe in God, we are products of nature, you know? So why is it that you feel like you need to have everything under control in a specific time frame? Why are you rushing the process? Why are you telling the universe that you don't trust in their timing? Because every single time you try to rush the process, you are telling whatever higher power you believe in that you don't trust in their timing. Let that sink in. So I want you to use whatever limiting beliefs that are coming through right now, whatever anxious loops and cycles that have been running rampant through your head, making you feel crazy, making that mind feel like you're in your monkey mind all the time. I want you to use that anxiety as a call to action. You know, it's weighing so heavy in your mind because it's something that you're passionate about. It's something that needs to come out of you. It's just asking to be released. So focus on releasing it rather than enlightening other people and reaching other people, because that will all happen when and how it's supposed to. And you're never going to be ready. I want you to really understand that. I feel like we always, you know, get stuck in this limiting belief system of not feeling ready enough, not feeling prepared. But the truth is, you're never going to feel ready. And if you're always relying on feeling in life, you'll never get anything done. The preparation of being ready for this thing to come through comes from you doing it. Comes from you doing it. Simply put, Like, you build your confidence by doing it. You build your audience by being consistent. You reach the most authentic part of you by being vulnerable. You know, like, just keep doing it. Notice what things are working for you. Notice what things aren't. And replace the things that aren't serving you with things that are. But allow everything to flow through you in a way where you're not putting judgment on yourself. You know, because you can't expect yourself to be perfect at something when it's the first time you've ever really done it. This is the first time you are as old as you are right now, and it's the youngest that you'll ever be, ever again. You can't expect yourself to have it all figured out all the time. Whatever is weighing on your mind right now, that's in your heart space, that is begging to be seen right now, let it be seen by other people. Let it exist in the world, and you can make it good later. Just let it exist for now, because if you're not even allowing it to exist, then that is the biggest blockage that you can put on this thing, because then you can't even make it better. You can't even improve it because you're not even allowing it to exist yet. You're just letting it die inside of you. You're not letting it be a real idea that's out there in the world yet. And I know that that's so much harder said than done, because the fear of being perceived is real. And it's something that I still struggle with every now and then. But you will come out of it on the other side. You will. And I'm living proof of that. Because I used to be so scared of what other people thought that I wouldn't even post my own podcast on my Instagram story. And now my main Instagram is public and it has my podcast in my bio. You will get over it. And the only way that I got over my fear of being perceived was by posting the fucking podcast on my story. That was the only way I got through it. I would still be so scared of what people thought right now if I didn't post the podcast on my main Instagram. But once you do it, you start to realize it's not as scary as you think, because people are going to judge you no matter what. So you might as well do it with confidence. Do it with fucking confidence. Because if you're doing it and it's coming from a place of you not even believing in yourself, how would you ever expect anyone else to comment on it in a positive light anyways? You're not scared of creating. You're not scared of putting your ideas out there. You're scared of being seen. And the truth is, the most liked people out there are the ones who are not afraid of being seen. They're the ones who are not afraid of being themselves. They're not afraid of being cringy. They're not afraid of stepping outside of whatever mold society is trying to put them in. They are being themselves. And authenticity breeds alignment. You will find the people who align to you when you just be yourself. I know it sounds cringy, but sometimes the cringier, the more fucking true. Like, why is everyone so afraid to be cringy? We're all fucking cringy. If you really want to go there, like, we're all fucking cringy. You can always find something to cringe about and to think is corny. But why is feeling deeply or expressing your emotions corny? Like, for example, if your favorite artist comes out with a song and they're really talking about their emotions really deeply, and you don't find that cringy because you align with it, because you understand it, and it's meaningful to you, so you don't find that cringy. But then when you do something, when you express your emotions, then you find yourself cringy. Like, the reason why you don't find that artist cringy is because they're doing what they're doing without the fear of being seen and in the most authentic way that they possibly can do it. And that's honestly what defines success, in my opinion. With that being said, I think that is an amazing place to end. I really, really enjoyed my time with you guys today, and I hope that you did as well. I hope that this episode felt like what you needed right now, and it gave you a little bit of insight on maybe how you're feeling. And maybe it hasn't helped you come to a conclusion yet, but maybe it's just opened the door that you're now able to step into and find a new set of beliefs, a new set of things that are going to serve you more in the process moving forward. So keep trusting the process and you will get exactly where you need to be. Thank you all again for listening. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, it means the world to me just to know that you care about what I have to say about these topics. It means the world. That being said, I would really, really appreciate if you guys could go ahead and rate or review the podcast. It really helps me reach like-minded people just like you. And I just honestly really want to know what you guys think about what I have to say. I want to banter back and forth with you. I want you to DM me about whatever problems you're facing right now so that we can, you know, come together and go through things together. We're not supposed to be doing this life alone. All my social medias will be linked in the show notes below, as well as journal prompts for this episode that might help you tap into that deeper level of consciousness and get to the root of whatever problem you're facing right now. Anyways, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thanks again for listening. And as always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.